Focus on flowers. The period between the late 1800s and the onset of World War II was a time when gardening articles in magazines were extremely influential. By the 1870s, there were many middle-class amateur home gardeners who favored old-fashioned garden design that reflected traditional values. The arts and crafts movement, both in England and America, focused their attention on the use of native plants. The Englishman William Robinson published a book, The Wild Garden, in 1870, that advocated cottage gardens with many wildflowers and natives and a back-to-nature approach. Magazine articles emphasized the country life movement and naturalism as opposed to the perceived vulgarity of rich people using gardens to advertise their wealth and status. Thoreau also was a spokesman for the value of soothing and natural domestic spaces. The popular designer Frederick Law Olmsted's landscapes in public parks like Central Park in New York were described as imitations of nature. Magazines such as Women's Home Companion, The Craftsman, Country Life in America, and House and Garden contained lovely pictures of landscapes to emulate. Magazines were the major vehicles that communicated the political, social, and aesthetic values of the period, reflected in garden design. The media outlets are more varied today, but some of the themes are strikingly similar. This is Moya Andrews, and today we focused on magazine articles.